Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There are more than 90,000 dams in America, according to the National Inventory of Dams. 65% of them are privately owned. Oregon has more than 850 dams, and 68% of them are privately owned. In this segment of the JX, we're going to talk about the dramatic series of the problems surrounding one of Oregon's oldest dams, the Winchester Dam near Roseburg, and its pending removal. If you have questions or comments, send them by email to jx@jeffnet.org. Joining me to offer insight into this ongoing saga is Adam Miller, president of the nonprofit Flowing Forever Foundation, which operates the website winchesterdam.com, and that chronicles the continuing story of the Winchester Dam. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for inviting me on your program.
Happy to have you. Now, your website offers a point-by-point indictment of the Winchester Dam and advocates for its immediate removal. But for folks who know nothing about this story, let's go back to the beginning. When was this dam built and why?
It was built in 1890 when hydropower was a new idea. It was a 4-foot dam on the North Umpqua River, the number one steelhead stream in North America. In 1907, the dam height was raised up to 17 feet. And it's 134 years old. It hasn't produced power since 1964. It has never provided flood control or irrigation. And its sole function at this time in history is as a private water ski lake for a couple of dozen wealthy homeowners who live around the lake at the exclusion of the public.
Did you say a private water ski lake?
A private water ski lake. The story of the Winchester Dam in Douglas County, which is ostensibly the Flint, Michigan of Oregon, is an unequal application of the law. This dam presented such a safety hazard in 1976, the Oregon Water Resource Department condemned the dam. But 48 years later, it's still standing. The Oregon Water Resource Department rated this dam a high hazard, which means that they expect loss of life when the dam fails. And in other counties, the Oregon Water Resource Department enforces these laws, and they have the power to have the dam removed. In fact, the 1976 inspection report said that consideration must be given to a permanent dam, the existing wooden dam being considered temporary in nature. But as they say, 48 years later, it's still standing.
So who benefits from this dam remaining in place?
About two dozen rich property owners who have lakefront homes around this 1.5-mile private water ski lake behind the dam, who are fortunate enough to own boats. And they got the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to create a novel regulation that exists nowhere else in the state of Oregon to prevent people from using the boat ramp there. So it is indeed a private water ski lake at the exclusion of the public.
So Oregon rates the dam as high hazard, and you say if it fails, there's going to be loss of life. So how is it that the dam is continuing to be their playground?
Well, this is an unequal application of the law. It's very difficult to explain to people who don't live in Douglas County, but basically the Winchester Water Control District is comprised of the 99 homeowners who live around the lake. And many of them live out of state or out of county, and they have a second home near the lake. And the Water Control District has racked up a list of crimes and misdemeanors that include illegal water storage, ongoing pollution of the North Umpqua River, privatization of public lands and waterways, the killing of hundreds of thousands of threatened and sensitive aquatic species, repeated failure to comply with state and federal laws and regulations, and perhaps most egregiously, the use of poisonous and carcinogenic building materials within 50 feet of the intake of the public drinking water source for 1 out of 3 county residents, 37,700 people.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that roughly about 100 people formed their own organization to lobby on behalf of this dam remaining and safeguarding their backyard playground.
It's that simple. It's that many of the issues you discuss on your program have a gray area, but there's not much gray area in the story of the Winchester Dam. Additionally, the dam itself is an insurmountable barrier to migratory native fish, and it's the site of the worst river fish kill in Oregon in 2023. The fish ladder is more than 80 years old, and it's so rusted and broken that there's exposed rusted rebar that actually maims fish as they pass through. Fish coming downstream go over the lip of the dam and fall 17 feet onto bedrock, and fish populations at the dam are diminishing very rapidly. So removal of the dam would benefit so many ways in Douglas County. It would no longer contaminate the drinking water for the people who live downstream. It would increase the fish population, which would bring back fish tourism, and we would no longer be the county with the lowest wage on Highway 5. Well, there's a lot of good that can come of the removal of this dam.
If it's as black and white as you say, and it's benefiting only a small group of well-heeled people, it seems that there would be a lot more support for your advocacy?
Well, it's funny. It would seem as such, and it seems pretty clear to the people who live in Douglas County that if this dam were in Ashland or Eugene, it would have been removed when it was condemned because it presents such a safety hazard to the people who live downstream. This dam has had Band-Aid repairs for the last 100 years. No one's addressed the problem that the dam is old and crumbling. It's 450 feet wide. It's so severely bowed. And they're storing 91 acre-feet of water behind the dam in excess of their legal allotment. So there's greater pressure behind the dam than it was ever engineered for. And the old power plant at the southern end of the dam, this giant concrete structure, when it was poured, it was never mounted to the bedrock. It's floating on sediment. So when that dam fails, that enormous concrete abutment will come loose. And it's quite a surprise that there is not intervention. On the 27th of September of last year, the Wildlife and Wildfire Interim Senate Committee in Salem, which is headed by Senator Jeff Golden, they discussed the dam, and they brought the agencies, Fish and Wildlife, in and talked about it. And they were very upset. And then on October 7th, the same day that the war began in the Middle East, a $27.5 million judgment was filed against the owners of the dam, the Winchester Water Control District, for the slaughter of some 550,000 wild migratory native fish. And because of the lawsuit, now when we contact the agencies or even our elected officials or our federal officials for that matter, they tell us they can't talk about it because the matter is involved in a lawsuit. So in a kind of peculiar way, we were all very excited when this enormous, unprecedented $27.5 million judgment occurred. But it's ostensibly given everybody cover to do nothing about the Winchester Dam. And so that's why my group is fighting and protesting and contacting senators. As you noted, we have a website with dozens of articles about the dam for people who want to know at winchesterdam.com. On the website, there's a one-click mailer that lets people send letters to local, county, state, and federal officials complaining about the dam. And since Jeff Golden is the chairman of the Senate Wildfire and Wildlife Committee, anyone who's interested can give him a call at 503-986-1703 and ask him why the dam is still standing.
I'm talking with Adam Miller of the Free Flowing Foundation, which produces the website winchesterdam.com and keeps track of the status and the history of the Winchester Dam near Roseburg. You can send your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Adam, you said there's been millions spent in dam repairs recently. Why? What's the argument in keeping the dam or even repairing it?
Well, the reason they repair the dam is because the state agencies require them to do so. But there seems to be collusion between the agencies and the executive board of the Winchester Water Control District. So these are only Band-Aid repairs, and they do so spending as little money as possible. And so when they drained the dam to do repairs last August, their permit said to drain it at 2 inches per hour so as not to destroy aquatic habitat downstream. they drained the dam at 2 feet per minute, which was kind of like flushing a toilet on the North Umpqua River. And they allowed more than 500,000 fish to die. So each time they repair the dam, they contaminate the drinking water, they kill fish, and they do the repairs so cheaply and inexpensively and in an expert way that it's just a setup for more troubles.
$3 million
repairing the dam in August, and now it leaks twice as bad as it did before the repairs.
Okay, so wait a second here. You're telling me that they created an environmental disaster and there was no intervention, no fine? There was nothing?
There's a $27.5 million fine brought by the Department of Justice in the county courts of Douglas County. And the track record for all of our state agencies, Oregon Fish and Wildlife, Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, and the Oregon Water Resource District, is that they place a very large fine, and then the plaintiff, the defendant appeals, and they lower the fine. So our expectation is that no one is ever going to pay $27.5 million. And the contractors involved have plenty of insurance, so it's not going to affect them. The people whose pocketbooks are hurt are the 99 property owners in the Winchester Water Control District, who each ponied up $30,000 last year to do these repairs, and only half of it got completed, and now they got a $27.5 million fine. They're pretty upset. But no one, including the homeowners, can reach the board members. They don't publish the minutes of their meetings. They don't publish the schedule of their meetings. They don't answer the phone. They don't return letters. They don't answer emails. It's kind of like a drug cartel, and no one intervenes. It's just remarkable.
Well, what you're describing sounds pretty dubious. What's the cost of removing the dam, and where does that money come from?
Believe it or not, it won't cost a dime to remove the dam because 17 qualified nonprofits have volunteered to remove the dam at no cost to the owners. They placed this offer 4 years ago, and it's a standing offer, and they've never had a response.
Well, if you say they never had a response, what you're telling me is nobody can get in touch with these people.
Well, but they have received the letter. They know there are many newspaper articles have discussed the free removal of the dam. Basically, the people who live there, they want to have their private water ski lake. They know they're in Douglas County. They know that there's an unequal application of the law. I'll tell you a very quick story before we end. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley did a town hall in the spring at the Umpqua Community College, half a mile from the dam. And everybody in the room was yelling at him about the dam. So he asked us all to be quiet, and he asked for a show of hands. Who wants the dam removed? And more than 95% of the people in the room raised their hands. But still, when we called Jeff Merkley's office, he still is not willing to endorse the removal of the dam. It's very curious.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. I've got maybe a minute left. If you win this battle and you end up getting rid of the Winchester Dam, what happens to your organization?
Well, we'll have a lot to do just educating people about the changes that we have, but places like Reedsport on the coast will suddenly have a 12-month salmon season like they have in Gold Beach, and there will be fishing tourism. This is the number one steelhead stream in North America. People come from six continents to fish this river. The trouble is that there are so few fish left that each year after they buy their fishing permits, ODFW shuts down the river because there aren't enough fish. So removing the dam will lift wages, it'll bring back fish, it'll bring back fishing tourism. It'll be a good thing for Douglas County, and it will raise wages in our county, which is very important. We're a pretty poor county.
Well, that's all the time we have for the Jefferson Exchange today. I want to thank you, Adam Miller, for shedding light on this issue.
My pleasure. And anybody who wants more information can visit our website, winchesterdam.com. Thanks so much for your time, Mike.
Thank you. That's it for today's JX segments. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more. Or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green. Natalie Golay is our senior producer, and Andrew Crackle is engineering our show. Our theme music is composed by Maxwell and Terry Longshore. Thanks for joining us, and have a nice day.